One of the things that the advertising industry encourages us to do is to compare ourselves to other people. Here's how it works. They flash up images of beauty and success to help us see the gap between who we are and what we have today and who we could be and what we could have tomorrow if only we'd buy their product. That's the basic tried and proven formula for getting you to buy whatever they happen to be peddling that day. If you don't believe me, now that you know the conjuring trick, the next time you see an ad on television, check it out. It's how they do it each and every time. Now, fair enough. But then all of a sudden, this comparing ourselves thing becomes a habit. We're constantly looking at other people, thinking to ourselves, well, you know, I'm not as smart or as handsome or as successful or as articulate as he is. Or I'm not as beautiful or desirable or as popular as she is. And that's where low self-esteem is born. It saps us of our joy and our sense of fulfillment. But we were never meant to compare ourselves to one another. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 to 18. And a person's body has more than one part. It has many parts. The foot might say, I'm not a hand, so I don't belong to the body. But saying this would not stop the foot from being part of the body. The ear might say, I'm not an eye, so I don't belong to the body. But saying this would not make the ear stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, it would not be able to hear. If the whole body were an ear, it would not be able to smell anything. If each part of the body were the same part, there would be no body. But as it is, God put the parts in the body as he wanted them. He made a place for each one. Do you see how futile it is to make those comparisons? Do you see just how easy it is to slip into envy and resentment? Hey, when God looks at you, he sees the wondrous, unique, beautiful person he made you to be. And knowing that, well, that's a game changer. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.